Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brother Davon. I'm sitting here with Pastor Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Today we want to talk with Bishop on the series he's been preaching on concerning true worship. Good morning, Bishop. So to start on our conversation today, what is worship?
Thank you, son, and God bless you. You know, worship is simply the confirmation of relationship with Father God. The familiarity of going to church and reading the scripture and attending services does not solidify the walk of a Christian. But worship does, because worship is the means of relationship. You know, the difference between a churchgoer and a worshiper is a churchgoer goes to church by ritual, but a worshiper worships by relationship. And then the other attribute of a worshiper is they seek to please God in their worship. So worship is relationship.
All right, so Bishop, what is your feelings about the church directions of worshiping God today?
Well, son, I think we're in a good direction as it pertains to worship. I see an aggression of worship more in the hands.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. Well, believe it or not, the day is Thursday already, and we have been anticipating these Thursday nights because that's the time that we get to sit, amen, so to speak, at the feet of the apostle, at the feet of the man of God, the prophet, the bishop, to hear what thus said the Lord. We've been doing, amen, our walk with Christ. Amen, our walk with Christ. He started this Bible study, amen, at the Courtyard Marriott last year, talking about, amen, our walk with Christ. Amen. And we have been traveling through the Bible. We have been visiting different topics and different themes, and we have been visiting different areas of the Bible and studying them with our man of God, and it's been a phenomenal journey. Last year, he started again the journey or the walk with Christ. Amen. The Christ walk. That's what it was called, the Christ walk. And believe it or not, every Thursday night, we have been taking this Christ walk through the Bible. Last week, we spoke about one word, and that word was order. That word was order. And he spoke concerning or pertaining to the anointing, the order of the anointing. And the first thing, order he spoke about was the order of charity, of love, because, you know, we have all this power and all this anointing and all these, it must be done in love. It must be done, amen, in charity. And we thank God for the man of God that teaches us. He just don't teaches us gifts, but he teaches us, glory be to God, the our when it comes to our integrity of the gift. That's what he talks about. Not just of us obtaining these gifts, but our integrity of the gifts, our behavior concerning the gifts or our gifts. Amen. He talks about our attitude and the gifts. So he don't just talk about us obtaining these gifts and operating in these gifts, but he talk about our attitude, our integrity, amen, our behavior concerning the gifts that we have. So therefore, the things that he, or the topics or the things that he actually present to us, it helps us to obtain and sustain the gifts. Amen. So this walk that we've been taking, amen, with Bishop Hurricane Johnson, have been very effective and productive, and we have been better Christians. That's what this is all about. I mean, we meet, amen, to this place called church. Amen. We come to the together and we congregate so that we can be empowered and we can be encouraged and we won't fall away. Amen. And we can be fit for the kingdom. And so we thank God for what the man of God has been teaching us. So tonight, at the man of God is going to come on and take us through another Christ walk. And I am excited about it. Amen. Every time I get to sit at the feet of the man of God, it is just an awesome, awesome journey. And he takes us through the word of God in its simplicity. Amen. Meaning that even a child could understand. So don't leave those children home. Amen. Don't let those children be your excuse. Even the children are excited about coming to Bible study at the Changing Your Life Ministries. Now, remember, we are one church in two locations. So both churches are coming together on tonight. Amen. That's the beautiful thing about this organization. Amen. They're every week. Somebody say every week. Every week, once a week, regardless of what's going on, what we're doing, regardless of what, amen, each church is putting on, we know on Thursday night that we're coming together to sit at the feet of the man of God and be taught, amen, be energized, amen. So we thank God for that. I know Bishop is going to call in soon, amen, so we're going to anticipate that call. We are on Blog Talk. Amen. Welcome, Blog Talk listeners. Welcome, WEXY 1520 listeners. We are just happy and excited and elated and ecstatic that you are here. Remember, check us out on Facebook. Amen. Twitter, you know all of our... Sound like Bishop is on the line, so I'm going to back up.
Yes, I'm here. God bless you. Thank you so much. I was trying to get myself together to talk to you, and all of those out there in radio land, it is a pleasure for me to be talking to you by means of this radio broadcast. You know, we're working hard and doing an awful lot. Today we took care of some business and trying to take care of some business concerning our next move, and I'm just grateful to God for what he's doing. You know, without a vision, people perish. That's what the scripture says. It sounds like something so common, because there are certain scriptures that have been abstract over the decades. And they have been used, and we grew up with them. You know, like, you know, without division, people perish. Race not given to the swift leader strong, but those that endure to the end. You know, that's not really the scripture, but those sayings, those cliches we grew up with. And it means a lot. And so, therefore, I grabs hold of these things, and there's nothing like the Word of God. There's nothing like a leader. There's nothing like someone to teach you the Word of God continually. You know what? And I sit down at the feet as Pastor Jay was talking. Let me say a few things about what we're doing. I sit down at the feet of my father. I sit down at the feet of my mother. You know, sometimes I'll go over there and she'll cook the breakfast and talk about the Lord, and I talk with my father, and he goes, no, it's nothing like hearing what a leader has to say. It just makes it all, you know, customized for your spirit. Let me put it that way. Can I say that? Customized for your spirit? Can I say that? It somehow God placed it in a leader's mouth where what they say is customized towards your spirit. It's like when they talk, you'll be like, now, I knew that scripture, but I didn't know it that way. And you know what? Only your leader can bring that out. Only your leader can bring out certain things for you, because every meal that is fixed by a preacher, and I'm not saying that they're wrong, every meal that's fixed by a preacher is not for everybody, you know? It's not for everybody, you know? And I thank God for the church that he's given me. I thank him for the quality of people that he's given me, because you know, I didn't have lawyers in my church. I have people going to aspire to be lawyers. We have people that's in school now, lawyers, nurses, right, pediatricians, young people. We have track runners in our church. We have graphic designers and et cetera. You know, but God gave me a message that would fit their appetite. So let me say this while I'm talking. As you know, we're one church in two locations, right? We're proud of the work that God has given into our hand. We're proud of Pastor Jay for what she's doing up in Deerfield, LCI. Amen. And they're just going on. And I'm just proud of all of my, amen, children up there that is working in the ministry. You know, I'm just proud. I'm just proud because all of it was birthed, you know, from my lawn. So thank God for those that are working. They working hard. You know, they working hard. And do you know that a lot of them, amen, is working more. They're working more. Now, what could you ask for better? You know, my hat goes off to Deacon Jeff Mundestin. You know, he's been such a great help up there. And his wife, Sister Candace, might be Minister Candace in July. I don't know. We're seeing what God say. Amen. But they're working hard. Patrick, Davon, a few names. I know I'm calling a few names. Marjorie, my daughter, is working up there. I think some of the new members, Shy, Mai, you know, my precious baby that be ushering. Every time I go there, she just be ushering. Amen. A whole lot of them up there working, amen, to fulfill the call up there, ticking in members and having a great time. So I just wanted to give that praise report. And we're getting ready to launch a campaign where we'll be able to send out, amen, we send out two newsletters every week from each location telling you exactly what's going on. What I want to do is make you a part of those things. So we'll tell you exactly how you can be a part of that. But I just wanted to give a hats off up there. And to Changing, God bless all of you precious ones that are working hard at Changing. Amen. It's just a blessing, amen, to see all of you just working. And some of the things that, you know, I split up the work tasks at Change Your Life Ministries, and they see what Pastor Jay was doing when she, well, see, I mentioned that when I installed her, that she had to do all of the work that it's taken now five people to do, and we haven't even finished that. But all of them are working hard. Deacon Trey, Pastor Mitch, Deacon Azale, the power of God fell on him, and I didn't get a chance. I don't know if Pastor Jay on the other line, I don't know if y'all knew this, but the power of God fell on Deacon Azale Sunday until people were crowded around him. I think that's in the newsletter and on the praise report. People were crowded around him. Holy Ghost fell. And after that, people just came to the front, and they began to just, amen, embrace the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, all of the men that are working hard in the ministry, Deacon Wilson, amen, my son Anthony, amen, he was shut down for a couple of months. Y'all know what I mean. But Anthony is working hard. And Pastor James working hard. Pastor Tasha, all these are my daughters. The ministers, all of our ministers, Minister Shadi, Minister Mimi, Minister Vanika, Minister Chantel, and all of the ones. You know, we just give hats off to these precious ones that are working weekly. And that's why I know that God has a miracle in store for the people. He has a miracle in store for these people because they're working hard for the kingdom of heaven. Now, let me share this with you about tonight. All of the person that I mentioned is going to be there tonight. We're talking about the anointing. Last week, I dealt with the anointing, amen, being in order. You must have order before the anointing. You want to be used by God to express gifts. Well, number one, you got to learn your gift because we don't know enough about prophecy as we all, you know, and we operate in it. But do you know there's a deeper level of prophecy? There's a deeper level of worship. There's a deeper level of tongues. There's a deeper level of preaching. Amen, that you know, because you have to be careful that you don't put your, can I be honest today? Now, today is Thursday, right? Okay, I'm going to be totally honest with all of you, and this is why I know that I teach on it because I've been taught on it. Okay? I didn't know what the apostle was saying, but last year, 2 years ago, he said, now, don't go over there because we had marriage service. He said, look at the power of God falling. He said, no, I'm not going over there. And he said, you know, I've given you liberty to go around your church. This is your church, but don't go over there. Power of God is touching that lady right there. And normally, you would go over there and you see the power of God. You would go and help them. You would aid them. But how many understand God really don't need our help, you know, when he's touching someone? So there is a caution that you must use with speaking in tongues. There is a caution that you must use with preaching. There is a caution that you must use with prophesying. Prophecy is not, you don't see nowhere in the Bible where prophecy was used in the New Testament, not to edify the church. You know, God calls prophets to speak out against heathenistic nations, and they would prophesy on Israel if they went and committed war to. But Paul explicitly shares with us that prophecy is for the edification. Am I saying that word right? Edification of who? Not the individual, but the church at large. The individual is part of the church. So it's not my job to call you out to try to embarrass you. We must use great caution. And so therefore, the Bible said, follow after charity, but desire spiritual gifts, rather that ye prophesy. Follow after charity. In other words, let your prophecy be motivated by charity. Let your tongues, let your worship, let your preaching be motivated by charity. Don't do nothing if you don't have the compassion of God's love abiding in you so that you will have that desire to reach people. Are y'all listening to me? Now, here's the interest that I wanted to share with you. When I was coming up preaching, I'm 51, 52 now. I caution myself now. But, man, when I was coming up in my 20s, you know, and my voice was much stronger and runs than it is now. Oh, man, if you had a good night of preaching, you walked away feeling like you had been told the house up. And if somebody said, how old are you? Doc, I told, man, you know, oh, you know when you're saying, not everybody ain't going to admit this. That's cool. Everybody's not going to admit that when you know you're saying, you know it on the inside, like, oh, my God, this going to be good. You know when you're preaching. You know when you shouted. You know, you ever shouted and you know, oh, man, look at that step I just did. It's easy to get caught up, saints. It's very easy to get caught up. And God say, I can't get the glory. I can't get the glory when you allow flesh to take over something that belongs to me. You cannot take my glory. You cannot say you preach. You cannot say that you prophesied. And you know, we try to throw God in there like the Lord used me and I prophesied. That's the only time you say God used you. You know, other than that, the rest of it is about what you said and I saw and I preached. And, man, I went on ahead and I took it on home. No. Follow after charity. There's a danger. There's a danger that we commit when we don't allow charity, amen, to get in our midst where God can express himself through his anointing. Because that's when his anointing is going to come, when he knows that he have clear passage. That's when the anointing is going to come. You know, now you wonder how people are moved in the world when singers sing and then the people go to acting crazy and all that. It's almost like that singer have an anointing. Well, what happened is the devil entices. There's a word called entice or enchant that has nothing to do with the anointing. And some people are mesmerized through enticement or enchantment. You understand? But when the anointing comes, the anointing destroys the yoke, that desire, that yoke, amen, that desire, amen, the enchanting or the enticement of flesh. The anointing destroys that. The anointing destroys that yoke, amen, where you want to be seen. The anointing, I guess this ain't the type of preaching everybody want to hear, right? The anointing destroys the yoke where you feel glorified and what happened. I tell preachers all the time, if I get nervous now, I get nervous now, you know, before I preach. You know, sometimes I'm raring to preach, But I get nervous now. And every person in my church, I've taught my ministers, my pastors, my deacon, everyone, I say the best feeling you can have is to be nervous before you get up there, because at that point, I know, and you know, you're saying, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm depending on you. Because if you go up there on your own strength, on your own glory, amen, and trying to deal with people, number one, you're going to mess up. You're going to mess up. Before you sing, you ought to feel nervous. Amen. Before you, amen, recite a poem, you ought to feel nervous. Before you do anything in the house of God, you ought to be nervous and cautious, because you want the anointing to come. But boy, when the anointing comes, my God, now I understand what Paul said when he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Strengthens me. Strengthens you from where? The place where I was. The place where I am. The place of my nervousness. The place where I say, God, I'm depending on you because I don't want to mess up. That's all it is. It's respect. It's not just feeling inferior. It's respect. It's the respect for the anointing. We must have a deeper respect for the anointing in which we carry. Because last week I shared with them, we don't know how much power we are actually carrying. Are y'all listening to me? So at this point, we must have a deeper respect for the anointing that has been placed in our lives. Listen to me very, very, very carefully. I want to deal tonight, amen, with this anointing, the order of the anointing. There's an order that comes behind it. Now, if you heard Pastor earlier, God can't use you, amen, and you're stealing your own character. At some point, something has to go. You have to die. I have to die. I can't be myself and then want God to use me too, because we're not equal with God. I'm not equal with God. I can't be, amen, Hurricane Johnson and then still want God to use me, and then everything that I do is pleasing in my own sight, every action. I know coming up I had a bad temper. Are you listening to me? I know that I get upset. I can't walk around upset or easily provoked and think that this anointing is going to be the same way it is. God won't sacrifice my madness over a congregation. He'll still bless the congregation, but it won't have nothing to do with me. You think that it's you, and you know you went up there mad, and you know you went up there with offense in your heart. It ain't got nothing to do with you. God ain't going to sacrifice a whole group of people because you're mad. Are you listening to me? He still gave...